Hello.
Yes, hello. How are you doing today, ma'am? Am I speaking with Lauren Miracle?
Yes.
How are you today, ma'am? My name is Antonio, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Survey. We would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Okay, great. Now, ma'am, what is the year of your birth?
1999.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not, you're not registered?
I am registered to vote.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. So that we make sure that we're talking to everybody, what is your race?
Oh, I'm white.
Okay. And in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Your own future. How do you feel about that? Positive or negative?
I guess positive.
What about the future of the country?
I'm not really sure I could predict it.
Okay. But if you had to choose between positive and negative, how would you feel about the future of the country?
I mean, I'd hope positive.
Okay. What about the future of the planet?
Oh, that's negative for sure.
Okay. How much power do you feel young women have to make change, have to make changes on issues that matter most to their community? Could you please rate the amount of power that you feel young women have to make changes on a scale from 0 to 10. 0, no power at all. 10, a lot of power. And you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
I'd say maybe 2.
2? Oh, okay. Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the USA today? Education, gun violence, economy and cost of living, racism and discrimination, abortion access, crime, mental health, national security, climate change, immigration, student loans, health care.
You said which ones of these are most important to young women?
Yes, the 3 that you might, that you think.
I don't really think any of those are important to young women.
If you had to choose any of these, which ones would you choose? We have education, gun violence, economy and cost of living, racism and discrimination, abortion access, crime, mental health, national security, climate change, immigration, student loans, health care.
Probably health care.
Okay.
Abortion access and cost of living.
So the economy, cost of living, and abortion access. Okay. Now, we're almost done, okay? Truly, thank you. Thinking about the chapter, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Improving or maintaining mental health, work-life balance, caring for senior family members, improving or maintaining physical health, your education, advancing in your career, economic security and financial independence, having or caring for children, relationships, like romantic partnerships or friendships, hobbies, and pre-time activities contributing to positive change in your community or other?
Do I pick one or?
You can say, you can select up to three.
Okay. Probably caring for children because I have kids.
Oh, okay, great. That's awesome.
Relationships.
okay.
And I'm having a hard time remembering all the options.
Work-life balance, improving or maintaining mental health, caring for senior family members, improving or maintaining physical health, your education, advancing in your career, economic security and financial independence, hobbies and free time activities, contributing to positive change in your community or other?
I'd probably say mental health.
Mental health. So improving or maintaining mental health.
Yeah.
Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. Your profession, your hobbies or interests, being young, your personality, your spiritual, religious beliefs, your role in relationships, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, being American, being a member of your racial, ethnic group, your sexual orientation, being a woman.
Probably being a woman, being a caretaker.
Okay.
And I guess sexual orientation.
Okay. And you said caretaker, correct? Like,
yes.
Okay, with your kid, with your children. Okay.
Yes.
All right, awesome. Can we say your role in relationships, like being a mother?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Disappointment, sadness, pride, anger, frustration, happiness, hope, dread, exhaustion.
Disappointment and anger, probably.
Disappointment and anger. Okay. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one comes closest to your opinion?
Probably C.
C, okay. Now, which factors or most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Power-hungry, politicians seeking control, division and gridlock between political parties, systematic racism, politicians out of touch with the daily life of most people, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, the two-party system, too many old white men in power, corporate money has too much influence, or none of the above.
I think it's a little bit of everything, to be honest. Mostly okay. The politicians and
power-hungry politicians seeking yes. control. Okay.
And the fact that they're all white old men.
Old men, okay.
Yeah.
And we just need one more. We have the systematic racism, division, and gridlock between political parties. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Not
I
enough.
Probably.
Okay, that's the one?
They're out of touch, yeah.
Okay. How much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not all? Ballot initiatives, proposed laws, the public votes on directly. Do you trust that a lot, somewhat, a little, or not all?
A little.
What about Congress?
Oh, not at all.
Not at all. What about your state government?
A little.
What about the Supreme Court?
No, not at all.
What about your city government?
A little.
What about community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, coalitions?
I don't think we really have those here.
Okay. So, but would you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not all?
Probably not at all.
What about President Biden?
Not really.
So we can say not at all?
Yeah.
Okay. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Are you very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, not all motivating about this Supreme Court decision?
You're saying that they can't be prejudiced against somebody because of their race?
Well, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions.
I'd say that's motivating.
Okay, so that'd be very motivating, somewhat.
Probably somewhat, because that's like the bare minimum of what you should
okay.
do.
Now, in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
Would that be very motivating, somewhat motivating, or unmotivating? Somewhat or not all motivating?
Not at all motivating.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Does that decision by the Supreme Court make you very motivating to enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc.? Very somewhat unmotivating, not all motivating.
Not at all.
What about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services?
Oh, not at all.
Not at all, okay. How likely are you to participate in the following? Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Very likely.
Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Somewhat likely.
Signing a petition? Very likely, somewhat, not very likely, not at all likely.
Very likely.
Voting in elections? Very likely, somewhat, not very likely, not at all likely.
Very likely.
Volunteering for an advocacy organization?
I'd say somewhat likely.
What about boycotting a company? I'm sorry.
You're okay. Very likely.
Attending a protest. A protest.
Very likely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections? You may choose up to three. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. The candidates didn't represent your values. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. You did not know enough about the candidates. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling or ballot drop-off locations. You did not have time to vote. You didn't think your vote will be counted properly. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. None of the above because you always vote. None of the above because you faced other obstacles.
Probably the first two.
Voting doesn't, okay. Okay. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like by voting, signing petitions, contacting the representatives, etc. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like Save Plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half or to zero for minimum wage earners, and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Would this make you engage a lot more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less in the political system?
I'd say a lot more.
The Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invest in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our community stronger and safer. Would this make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
We have seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We have proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Would that make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done, okay? One more minute. What are the media sources that you check the most for new content? You may choose two: TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, news or informational articles online, Instagram, local TV news station, podcast, Twitter, international news outlets, national TV news stations, or other?
Other.
Other? And which one is the one that you use?
I read news articles on Reddit.
Okay. Reddit, okay.
Yes.
Okay. And let me continue. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose two: business, finance, government, politics, science, technology, humor, memes, news, current events, sports, music, hobbies, tips or hacks, shows, movies, health, beauty, self-care, or other?
I'd say humor and hobbies.
Humor and hobbies. Okay. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A high school diploma.
Okay. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
I'm bisexual.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm getting married in October.
Great. Well, congratulations. That's great.
Thank you.
So we can say that you're single right now, correct?
Yes, we're right now.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
Yes, two.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Do you learn more do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Probably neither.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time?
I'm a homemaker. I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Democrat? Donald Trump, Republican? Someone else? Or not eligible?
I voted for Biden.
Biden, okay. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Probably around 40,000.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you for your cooperation. Okay. The survey, we have completed the survey. I truly thank you. Have a wonderful day, ma'am. Thank you very much.
You too.
Thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.